From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has criticized Congress for failing to act to stem the flow of illegal immigration, declaring dead a program that protects immigrants brought illegally to the U.S. as children. During a White House event Monday, Mr. Trump was asked about those under the now-ended Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program.
The Democrats have really let them down. They've really let them down. They had this great opportunity. The Democrats have really let them down. It's a shame. And now people are taking advantage of DACA, and that's a shame.
Earlier in a tweet, Mr. Trump said DACA is dead because Democrats didn't act or care. He gave Congress until March 6 to resolve the matter, but lawmakers were unable to meet the deadline. A leading Democrat said Mr. Trump rejected bipartisan options. A court injunction has kept the program in place for now. Pili Tobar is managing director of the immigrant advocacy group America's Voice.
All he's trying to do right now is assign blame to somebody else. He got rolled in the omnibus negotiations, and now his base is realizing that he hasn't been able to deliver, and so he has to point the finger at somebody, and of course it's going to be Democrats in Mexico and demonize immigrants and others.
Mr. Trump also tweeted that Congress must pass border legislation to fully fund a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Winnie Madikizela Mandela, estranged wife of the late South African leader Nelson Mandela, died Monday at age 81. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said she leaves a huge legacy.
We grew up watching how she was conducting herself as she resisted the worst type of terrible torture from the apartheid regime.
A national funeral is scheduled April 14th. This is VOA News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has suspended an agreement with the UN to relocate thousands of African migrants, a plan that would have also kept some half of the 37,000 in Israel. American University Assistant Professor Guy Ziv said Mr. Netanyahu faced a political revolt.
It would just encourage others to take advantage of Israel's hospitality and come there illegally and stay there indefinitely. So there's definitely some backlash among primarily the right among his base.
Most of the immigrants come from Eritrea and Sudan. The four-term prime minister is under a legal cloud, currently under police investigation in three separate corruption cases. He's denied any wrongdoing. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has been reelected for a second four-year term after winning 97% of the vote last week. He expressed his appreciation of and respect for the voters for what they have given to Egypt. Turnout was less than for his first election victory in 2014, 41% versus 47%. He has been virtually guaranteed re-election with only a token challenge from a single opponent who is also a Sisi supporter. The UN is disputing claims by Morocco that the Polisario Front carried out incursions into a buffer zone in the contested Western Sahara. Rabat, which annexed the territory in 1975, claimed fighters entered it in recent days and set up tents. It warned it is prepared to take action to counter what it called these provocations. In Yemen, a Saudi-led coalition airstrike Monday killed at least 14 people in the coastal town Hodeida. The coalition said it was targeting Houthi rebels. Witnesses said the strike targeted a home sheltering displaced civilians in an area controlled by rebels. Local resident Mohammed Abbas said he was home having breakfast at the time when the coalition hit a nearby apartment building, and that was followed by a second strike. The coalition said an investigation is underway. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe plans to meet President Donald Trump at the White House later this month to discuss North Korea ahead of a planned Korean summit April 27. Mr. Trump has accepted a North Korean proposal to meet leader Kim Jong-un. Another major sell-off on Wall Street Monday that hit technology shares hard and amid growing concerns of a U.S.-China trade war. David Spica is president of Guidestone Capital Management.
Last year was clearly a risk-on mode where nothing fazed investor confidence. But this year, things are starting to impact investors. I think the market's starting to realize that you can lose money in stocks.
The benchmark Dow Jones shed nearly 460 points to 23,644. The NASDAQ Composite lost 2.7%. Meanwhile, factory activity slowed in March, although construction spending edged up in February. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.